35 minutes past midnight is hardly a civilized hour to be going outside with Wellingtons and a jacket and a small little white dog and no umbrella to take the dog for his nightly walk. So this is going to be a brief walk, but it feels like a necessary one. People who listen to these walking the dog audio booths will know already that I regard them as a way of unwinding from the day and letting the day drift away and getting ready to be tired enough to go off to sleep. So I usually talk in a totally always talk in a totally unprepared, unstructured way. I just let what's in me come out, and it's a form of meditation. So this evening there's a reality, though, a different kind of reality behind my need to go out for a walk and even record an audio of it. I've had a really unsettling, unnerving, unpleasant experience. I'm not going to go into any of the details of it, and because at the moment I'm still upset. And, you know, when you are upset, the great advice that, you know, you count up to 1,000 before you do anything or sleep on it, all of that is very sound and based upon sensible experience. And if I were to launch into a tirade, which I haven't either the energy or inclination to do at the moment, I might regret it later, and you could always fob it off as, oh, you know, it was only a rant, you know, it was, everybody's like that. But no, I've had a sufficiently difficult experience, challenging experience, and experienced a range of strong emotions, including anger and disgust and irritation and fear all of those are kind of a range of emotions. Well, I'm not sure all those things constitute a range, but certainly all of those emotions. And I've driven home from it, and I've got back to the house, and everybody in the house is asleep with the exception of Rocky, who is, champing at the bit to get outside. And thankfully, it's raining and it's a little windy, so it isn't at all like last night, which was so soporific, sleep-inducing, that it was like walking through butter or something. No, tonight is tough, and you feel like the elements are battering you a bit, and my glasses are clogged up with dribbling molecules. So I really feel I'm out here being cleansed. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to be wiped a bit. Good to have an opportunity to vent, but not vent details, so that nobody's character is going to be impugned, or I'm not going to be regretting anything I say, and I'm not going to be having to take down the offending audio because of the consequences at a later date. Yeah, you can tell from that I actually have already sort of imagined a piece of content. I won't say whether it be writing or audio, I'm not sure which, to be honest, but it would be one of those vicious pieces of audio which I might spew out in an effort to give myself some comfort, in an effort to exercise my self-righteousness muscle. In my effort to hurt and gain revenge. But no, all of that is literally being human. We are, you know, revenge-taking and revenge-inducing creatures, after all. So, yeah, I've got all those vices. And to those who haven't got them, well, turn off now. Turn off now, those of you who haven't experienced all of those things. You know, you are too saintly. You are too saintly for my shirt. What's that song? There's an echo of it. But anyway, it's a joy to feel a little light, humour, self-satire, if you like. Come back to me as the dog lifts his rear hindmost quarter and piddles, adding to the flow of liquid on the ground, and we turn back. So that's it, folks. I have been fortunate enough to have this practice already established of walking out. By the way, those of you who mightn't get the reference about walking out, it was the phrase that was used in Catholic Ireland as I was growing up, more in a rural context than an urban one, but to say that you were walking out with somebody. Actually, it may have been a little bit older than I am, but that's the reference. So it's the notion of I'm walking out with a dog as opposed to, but I'm on a date. So excuse me getting all tied up in this memories of past generations coming to me. But and if my sister in Arizona is listening to this, please stop laughing. So there we go. It's I wish it would rain harder, and because it's got a little bit soft now. And in the centre of Cork, it was a lot wet. I had to say to somebody, "Look, please, I must go now because I'm getting too wet." And by that stage, I was keen to get away from an event which had turned the way it turned. And but now I wish that I could join Lear on the heath. And which reminds me that my son is going to play in King Lear shortly, and I am going to be lucky enough to fly over to the UK and be present on the opening night on the 9th of February. And those of you listening to me in Bristol or in that area, get yourselves to the Tobacco Factory or Shakespeare in the Tobacco Factory for King Lear on the opening night. And I'm not doing affiliate marketing. So there we are, folks. Look, it's a night when humour found its way back into the body. Because there's a gang of people talking about what you can get out of Audioboo, and I'll tell you one of the things I've just experienced, and you've heard it come through live here, is I've got humour. And humour will restore both the damaged spirit and the vindictive spirit. And there we are. And in fact, even to use the words anymore, I'm gone beyond them. So who knows, I'll be a different person tomorrow as a result of having talked to you and to myself this evening. Look, I bid you love. Bye-bye.